It's a kind of a good news, bad news story. First of all, it's good news that the Fin Valley College has been extended. That's been on the cards for a while, and they're just waiting for final approval from the department because everything's in place and it has been delayed for a while, and we are actually lobbying to try and get that done. The school, the ETB, now has responded to the County Council saying that the planned opening of the walkway, say from Upper Drumbow down beside the Fin Valley College and into the woods, that'll have to be delayed another 12 months, because we hadn't let everyone know there last year that we actually had allocated something like 35,000 from a minor tourism grant in order to open up that footpath. So obviously it's disappointing for the people living up in Drumbow that can get direct access into the woods, and this would be linked up to all the other woods on there. So it is disappointing, but at the same time you can see where the college is coming from. Like, when the builders come in there, they'll fence everything off, and the one thing they don't want is people walking and very close adjacent right to where the actual construction work's going on. So they would, if we opened the walkway now, they would actually have to close it then, just for health and safety.
Is there a potential then to have the walkway opened once that construction work is finished, going into the longer term, be it 2, 3, 4 years down the line? Will we eventually see that walkway completed and ready for use?
Yeah, well, this is something we've all been fighting very, very hard. There's 10 years of negotiations between the ETB and Donegal County Council. Every question from who would maintain it, the legality, what about lights, what about security. And the way we looked at it locally was, look, it's like every other walk in Drumbow Woods, but the council made a lot of commitments. There was an awful lot of time spent with solicitors and architects and everything else. As I said, last year we have allocated 35,000 for the minor tourism, and basically the walk is there, it's fenced off, but it was going to take that to upgrade it because it had just grown wild over the years. It's disappointing for the local people. But there's nothing in today's email from the council or the ETB to say that they're not fully committed to it. It's just disappointing that it's going back. But as I say, it's one of these good news, bad news stories that the Fin Valley College needs these special autism and other units like. And again, disappointing that we're just facing another delay of maybe a year, realistically maybe a year and a half to this extension to the school's built. But the money's there, and we'll be speaking to the council today now to ensure that minor tourism money that we allocated, which comes from Donegal Council own resources, this is a members fund, there's 100,000 given to each MD, it's been allocated a couple of weeks ago, but this is last year, so the fact it's council own money, there should be no threat to the money. It's just get it in writing now that money can be deferred to next year.